Now I want you to understand that tonight.
我要你来明白啊，今晚。
We are not just reading the words of printed pages.
我们不是单单只是读这个白纸黑字印出来的字而已啊。
I believe the Spirit of Revelation wants to speak to us tonight.
我深信启示的灵今晚要对我们每一个人说话。
I didn't prepare any points.
所以，请你好好预备好。
And I just allow the Lord to drop some.Pointers in me.
所以在这讲的当中，我就容让神随时插入来告诉我要讲的这些意义跟重点。
Can I begin to understand that the book of Malachi was a book in the dispensation transition?
我开始了解说，马拉基书它是在旧约时代跟新约时代之间它的过渡时期一卷书。
It was a transition from the old covenant into the era of the new covenant.
这一卷书是从旧约到新约之间啊过渡时期的一卷书。
It was a transition from the old way of Judaism into the new way, the new and living way of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是从犹太教这种传统旧有的方式里面，然后转到啊耶稣这种活生生生活的一个方式。
And the book of Malachi was in a transition to be like a bridge to bring.In the King of Glory into the earth.
这马拉基书就好像一个桥梁一样，要让神的荣耀跟这个地上的这个荣地上能够连结。
So when Malachi was communicating this message,
对，当马拉基这位先知在传讲这则信息的时候
，He was giving the church in the wilderness a key.
他是对这些在旷野里面的教会们给他们一把钥匙。
To bring forth.The incorruptible seed into this earth.
让他们把这一种在地上，在地面上这一种啊，非常污、贪污这种败坏的行为给带出来。
And the Spirit of God was revealing through the mouth of Malachi the prophet the secret of how to prepare the highway for God to visit planet Earth.
所以，上帝他神的灵就透过马拉基这位先知的口让。百姓们知道说，如何能够预备神，他能够降临来到这个地上。
You see, everything that God does in this part of the universe,
上帝在这宇宙所做的每一件事
，He institute an irresistible, irrevocable law called the law of sowing and reaping.
他立定这种不能够撤销也不能够改变的这个撒种跟收割的定律。
And it says in Genesis 8:22, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest time will remain.
在啊，创世纪的第一章二十二节。
八章二十二节。
哦，第八章二十二节这里讲，等我翻到以后我再念。八章二十二节这里讲，地还存留的时候啊，夏色寒暑，冬夏昼夜就永不停息了。
You see, before God moved in a certain place,
当上帝在一个特定的地方要动工的时候
，He had to inspect the ground.
他要先检查一下那个啊地理位置。
And before the Father can release His own seed into planet Earth.
天父他还没有把他的种子要撒到这地上之前呢
He had to inspect the soil and the ground of Israel.
他要先看看以色列他们的这土壤的情况。
It is so strange that God, it seems that God will not move unless that place is activated by the law of sowing and reaping.
似乎很奇怪的是除非那一块土地他们有开始被这种撒种跟收割的定律给启动否则神就是不动工。
I know this in the natural.
然后我们来看物质界、自然界的定律来说。
I told my ministry friends.
我跟我那些传道的同行们讲。
In a stingy church, the anointing doesn't flow.
你要看到一个小气、吝啬的教会里面，恩膏绝对是动不了的。
And all of us agree.
我们大家都同意吧。
And we say if there is a really stingy church.
我们会说那个教会真是有够吝啬、小气的。
We covenant to share information.
啊，我们就跟他们来。啊，我们都跟他们分享信息。
So if there's a stingy church, you say, hey, that church don't go.
我们大家都会分享说，只要你是小气的教会，人家就会讲，结果就不想去你们教会了。
The heavens are shut, don't go.
所以连天上也说，也关门说不要去那个小气的教会了。
Unless the Lord say otherwise.
除非神说你可以去，否则没有人要去的。
It's not that we are after money.
不是说我们死抓住钱不放啊。
Listen.
你要注意听啊
We are not after money.
我们不是要来抓的钱哦
We are after an atmosphere.
我们要的是那个气氛不是钱
We are not after money.
我们要的不是钱
We are after a climate.
我们要的是那个天气的状况，气候的状况。
Because if there is a right atmosphere and climate, the Holy Ghost will move.
因为只要这气氛以及这气氛适合的话，圣灵必然动工。
If God cannot touch your pockets, God cannot touch your heart.
神若动不了你的口袋，他当然也动不了你的心呢。
And as our dear Patricia King had mentioned, if you have a withholding spirit,
就好像 Patricia 他讲说，如果你有一个这样死抓住不放的灵，
you have no capacity to receive from God.
那么你就没有那种能耐能够从神那边领受了。
Whatever you receive from an impartation,
不管你领受的分赐是什么，
you become a leaking vessel.
你总是会成为一个漏的一个管道。
You remember in the book of Malachi, saying you sow much, but because you have a bag of holes, it always leak.
在马拉基书讲说，你们的领受那么多，但是你一直都死抓住不放，所以你所领受全部都漏掉了。
You know, I used to pray for many people.
我以前常常为很多人祷告。
And I always feel sorry for them.
我每次都觉得很替他们难过。
Because I see in the spirit that it comes with a leaking bag.
因为我在灵里面看到他们的口袋都是漏有漏洞的。
Ever receiving and yet not satisfied.
他们是每一次常常有领受很多，但是总是不满足。
Ever receiving and yet not being filled. Not being filled.
那个夏娃他有领受，但是没有被充满。
You have no capacity.To receive and maintain the blessings of God, if you have a withholding spirit.
如果你有这种死抓住不放的一种灵，那么你从神那边来领受，即使让你领受，你也没有办法保住。
That's why it's very pointless to pray for a businessman who had a withholding spirit.
所以，如果你是做生意的，听着，如果你是有那种死抓住不放的灵，为你祷告是没有用，是白祷告的。
Just a few months ago, I prayed for a businessman.
有几个月之前，我为一位生意人祷告。
And the Lord said, "Son, it's useless to pray for him."
神就跟我讲说，儿子，为他祷告没有用啦。
I can't prosper him.
我没有办法使这个人昌盛啦。
Because he doesn't allow me to come and bless him.
他就是不愿意让我来祝福他嘞。
He has shut the door in the spirit.
他在灵里面把门给关起来了。
Because he has not been faithful in the area of giving.
因为他在奉献方面一直都没有很忠心。
So if the door in your heart is shut.
若你的心门也是关的，
Because when you withhold, you have a shut door.
因为你一旦这样子缩手不放，你同样你的门就
关起来。But when you have a generous heart, you give, you have an open door.
但如果你的心是慷慨的，那么同样你的门是打开的。
So I can tell you, you can go for seminars after seminars, convention after convention.
所以我可以跟你讲，你可以跑进所有的特会。
But if you have a stingy spirit,
但是如果你的灵是小气又吝啬，
I feel very sorry for you.
哎呀，我真是为你感到很抱歉，很难过。
Because your spiritual growth and development will be as slow as a snail.
因为你的这个属灵的成长会像蜗牛一样啊，好慢，好小哦。
That's why many people have stunt dwarf growth.
所以很多人他在成长方面像侏儒一样都长不大。
Ever coming to church but never seems to grow in the Lord.
他们常常来教会，但是在主里面从来都不长大的。
Ever seems to read books on spirituality but never grow.
他们常常都是读着属灵书籍，但是就是长不大。
But tonight you have an answer.
但是今晚有答案了。
It's because of the condition of your heart that stifles spiritual growth.
因为你的心的这个状况，所以你的灵命一直都停滞不前的。
Do you know why after the book of Malachi there was a dark age of 400 years?
你不知道为什么吗？马拉基书之后有四百年黑暗时期，通通没有声音。
Because they have a withholding spirit.
因为他们有这种死抓住不放的灵。
They have refused to listen to the oracles of Prophet Malachi.
他们不愿意听马拉基书给他们的警告。
They refuse to operate in the law of giving and receiving.
他们不愿意来运作在这种撒种跟收割的定律里面。
So the prophetic voice was shut for 400 years.
也因为这样子，先知的声音就这样子关闭了四百年之
久。There was no revelation and no illumination.The candlestick was dim or even shut off.
这根火烛，这根蜡烛啊，那个火焰好像是被关闭的，全部通通没有先知的声音，没有启示，没有这开启的声音。
You know, I found the Christian likes to read the Bible.
我觉得就是说，像我们基督徒生活，我们是读圣经没错。
Christian like to pray.
那基督徒他们也喜欢祷告。
Christian like to worship God.
也喜欢来敬拜上帝。
But Christian don't like to give.
但是很奇怪，基督徒不喜欢给，不喜欢奉献。
They can do every spiritual gymnastics.
他们可以做任何所有那些属灵的运动。
You can have all the hallelujah shouts.
你也可以喊尽所有的 hallelujah.
You can have all the jiggles and all the dance.
而且甚至也要再稍微动一下也可以。
But I'm telling you, you are cloud without water.
但是我告诉你，你好像云彩一样都没有水，所以始终雨下不下来。
Because you refuse to operate in the area of giving.
因为你不愿意在奉献里面做该做的。
There is a void, there is an emptiness, there's a vanity, and there's darkness in your soul.
所以在你的灵魂的深处有一个黑暗，有一个空虚的东西。
I'm telling you, don't underestimate the message of giving.
你千万不要小看有关于奉献方面的信息哦。
I'm telling you that if one you, once you understand this message,
若你真是明白这则信息的中心点，
life is heaven on earth.
我告诉你，你活在地上如同活在天上的。
I am sick in, and tired of living a barren life in the wilderness.
因为我真是厌烦了，受够了在旷野里面这一种贫穷的日子。
For years, I said, Lord, I love you. I sincerely serve you. But why I am still barren in the area of finance?
我曾经好多年，我跟神哭求说，主啊，我爱你，我要服侍你。但是为什么我在财务方面通通不结果子呢？
Lord, why am I not flowing in the higher dimension, operating in the spirit of wisdom and revelation?
主啊，为什么我都没有办法在启示跟这种智慧这个领域哦，能够来运作呢？为什么没有办法？
For years, I was searching for the answer.
我花好多年的时间一直在找这些问题的答案。
I said, oh, probably is this key.
我想说，可能答案是在这一把钥匙。
Probably because I didn't operate in that method.
后来我想说，可能是不是我没有用这个方法。
But finally, after many years of frustration, I understood that there's one supreme key.
后来经过多年的挫败之后，我知道有一把最高的钥匙，最重要的钥匙。
That key is the key of giving.
那一把钥匙就是给予的钥匙。
Because that key is a supreme key.
因为那一把钥匙是最高最重要的。
Because that is the key to open the heaven's storehouse.
因为那一把钥匙就是打开天堂所有的这
些库房。That is the key.To the king's chamber.
因为那一把钥匙就是可以让你直接通到王的内室里面。
Where all the treasures of El Shaddai is made available to you.
那个地方就是这位全能上帝他所有的财宝通通要赐给你的地方。
Abraham operated and hold on to that key.
亚伯拉罕他就是照这样子做，而且抓到了那一把钥匙。
When he gave his only son in Mount Moriah,
当他在摩利亚山把他唯一的儿子献上的时候，
he got the key,
他就得着那一把钥匙。
To the heaven's storehouse,
可以来打开天上的窗
户。And God vowed a vow and said, "In blessing, I will bless you."
所以上帝就跟他立誓说啊，在祝福方面，我必然要祝福你。
In multiplication, I will multiply you.
那么倍增方面，我也是倍增你。
He operate in the irreversible covenant of blessing.
所以他是在运作在一个你没有办法去撤销、不能够改变的一个祝福之下。
From that day, Abraham becomes an unstoppable believer.
也因为这样子，从那天开始亚伯拉罕，你打死他，他就是一定是相信的。
From that day, Abraham become a man with an uncommon favor on his life.
而且从那天开始，亚伯拉罕他生命当中就有一股非比寻常的恩惠。
Because he operate in that supreme key.
因为他就是来运作那一把最高的钥匙。
Now tonight you may say I don't agree with you.
也许今晚你听听你说你不信我这一套。
I tell you, please shut your mind up tonight.
我要跟你讲，拜托你那种想法，请你给我关闭，不要让你乱想。
The greatest enemy is your own mind.
因为最大的仇敌就是你自己的心思意念。
Not even the devil.
根本魔鬼算什么
？It is our unrenewed, foolish, stupid mind that stop the truth of God from invading our soul.
是我们那个非常固执，而且是没有重生那个灵，导致我们没有办法让神的真理进来的。
Because I'm telling you, it's a supreme key.
因为我告诉你，那把钥匙是最重要、最高的钥匙。
You say why?
你问我说为什么
？Because this is the key that connects you to the covenant.
因为这把钥匙可以跟你和盟约给连接起来。
From Genesis to Revelation, the continuity of the flow of the divine things and the operations of God is operate through the covenant.
是从创世纪到启示录这整卷里面，它是透过这个约一直在前后在流窜的。
The 39 books of the Old Testament is operated under the covenant of giving of the burnt offering, all the five offerings in the Old Testament.
旧约里面三十卷书，他们也是根据这五种的献祭在运作的。
The 27 books of the New Testament is operated through the ultimate final offering of the spotless Lamb of God.
那么新约的二十 七节里面就是跟着这位毫无瑕疵羔羊他所献的祭来运作的。
Without giving,
若没有奉献
，Without operating as a covenant man,
你没有身为一个首长的这样的身份来运作的话
，This book is a closed book to you.
这一本书对你来讲是一本封闭的书。
It is only open to a covenant believer.
只有这本书对于是对于那些盟约的信徒来讲才是开放的。
Because the God that we serve is a covenant-keeping God.
因为神是一个守约的神。
The Bible are the words of the covenant.
圣经里面就是有这些盟约的内容。
And covenant words and covenant promises are only given to covenant believers.
而且这些盟约里面的话跟应许就是给这些信者信徒的。
You may be justified and reconciled by the blood of Jesus.
你是因为耶稣基督宝血来得称为义的。
You may be a sincere believer.
或者你是一个非常有诚心的信徒。
But without giving, you have no covenant.Favor on your life.
但是若你没有奉献，同样这个盟约的恩惠就没有在你身上运作了。
And you will not understand the words of this Bible because the words of this Bible are covenant words.
所以这样子的话，你没有来奉献，你也没有办法明白这里面的话语，因为盟约这里面都是神的话语的。
Until there is a covenant.
除非。
Until there is a covenant,
除非有一个盟约
there is no connection between heaven and earth in your life.
否则在你生命当中没有所谓的天堂跟地上里面的连结
Until there is a connection,
除非有这个连结
the covenant-keeping God has no obligation to bless you.
否则这位守约的神他根本没有必要来祝福你
Yes, he loves you.
没有错，他是爱你啊
But he's not under covenant.Obligation to fulfill his covenant promises to you.
但是他没有必要要来履行这盟约里面的条件。
That's why many Christians are miserable, defeated Christians.
所以很多基督徒他们也是一败涂地，非常挫败的基督徒。
Christians have, instead of being a head, they have been a tail.
本来应该是要做手，结果这些基督徒是作为。
Instead of the devil fleeing seven ways, they are running away from the devil.
本来是应该是魔鬼从七条路逃跑，结果现在反过来是基督徒在从七条路跑。
Ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself a question tonight.
诸位啊，你问问自己一个问题好不好？
Are you living under an open heaven or are you living in the wilderness?
你是现在住在一个天上的门打开的呢，或者是在旷野里啊？
Don't bluff ourselves anymore.
你不要再容让自己处在于这样
的状况了。Don't try to display a face of spirituality.
你不要在这灵界里面摆弄这错误的东西，取代真的东西
了。Take off the mask tonight.
你请你把你的面具取下好不好？
And face the reality that God is speaking to us.
请你来。面对神，他要对我们讲话的真实，好不好
？If you are not a serious giver，
若你在奉献方面你没有做该做的
，This book is a closed book to you。
圣经对你来讲只是一本封闭的书。
That's why many churches suffer in financial freedom and blessing。
所以很多的教会他们在财务方面没有办法蒙福，是捆绑不自由的。
Because they themselves do not sow。
因为他们自己本身不撒种。
And everybody gave to the church, but the church when they received the fund, they never tie the fund that they received into the missions and other work of God。
别人奉献给这教会，但是这教会他本身他又不愿意奉献，比如说来奉献给这些各样的事工或是宣教。
And so God was looking for the soil condition before He planted that incorruptible seed into this earth.
所以神他还没有把这个不能朽坏的种子撒在这地图之前，他要先看看土壤的情况够不够成熟。
God had to wait for 400 years.
上帝他。不得不这样子来等候四百年。
400 is a numeric number of 40 times 100 times 10, right?
四百年是四十乘以十。
10 is a number of completeness.
那么十它也是一个完成的意思。
40 is a number for trial and testing.
那四十是代表一个是试炼的时期。
And the church in the wilderness in the days of Malachi went through a fiery test.
在马拉基时代的教会，他们在旷野真是经过火般的试验。
He said, "You have offered to me lame animal and sick animal, and you have not offered me the first fruit and the best offering."
马拉基跟他们讲说，你们就是上帝透过马拉基跟他讲说，你们献给我牛羊，但是当那的十分之一，你们反而是收回没有奉献的。
And they failed to obey the oracles of God.
他们没有来听上帝可以听得见的声音。
They give, but they didn't give the best.
他们虽然给，但没有把最好的给出来。
Like Saul, who had partial obedience.
就好像扫罗一样，他也是啊、他那个顺服也是一半的。
Kill some of the Amalekites, but leave the king and others aside.
他只是把、部分这些仇敌的东西的人呢、杀掉，但是他还留部分给自己。
The days of Malachi, the people were living in disobedience, partial obedience.
马拉基书马拉基时代的人，他们是只有一半的顺服上帝而已。
Do you know today we are also living in that state of partial obedience?
你知不知道我们今天的情况也是只是部分顺服而已。
We gave.
我们虽然给。
But we gave the lame animal, the sick animal.
但是我们是给。
The crippled animal.
给那些有疾病、这些疾产的这些动物。
And we didn't give.
我们没有给予。
As in the days of Malachi, so is it today in the churches.
所以马拉基时代的教会情况就如同我们现在的情况。
And so they went through 400 years of shut down without any illumination.
也因为这样，他们经过四百年，通通没有先知的声音，没有任何的开启。
But God still have to look for a vessel.
但是神仍然在找一个管啊、一个器皿。
And he found the soil of a heart of Mary who was willing to give herself to the Lord.
他终于找到玛利亚，她的心，她的这个心土，她愿意啊、把她的心给上帝。
Her life was an offering, a burnt offering to Jesus.
她的生命就像一个燃烧的这样子一个燔祭哦，给耶稣的。
So because of a consecration, God found the soil on planet Earth.
因为她的这样子一个分别为圣。所以上帝他终于在、地面上找到一个成熟的土壤。
And he sowed the seed, the incorruptible seed, into the soil and the heart of Mary.
所以上帝就把这一颗不能朽坏的种子就这样子撒在玛利亚他的这样子的一个心里面。
And today God is looking for the same vessels.
同样上帝在找像玛利亚这一种的器皿。
Vessels of consecration.
就是这些把自己分别出来的器皿。
You may say, Lord, I set aside time to pray.
你也许讲说主啊，我有分别时间来祷告呢。
I set aside time to read the Bible.
而且也有分别时间来读经呢。
But God is not after things, not after activities. God is after your heart.
上帝要的不是东西，也不是你的活动，他要的是你的心。
Where your treasure is, there will be your heart.
你的财宝在哪里，心就在哪里。
That's what Matthew chapter 6 says.
这是马太福音第六章讲的。
So God is after our own heart.
所以上帝要的是你的心。
Not because he wants your heart for the sake of your heart.
不是他要你的心，不是因为真的他要你的心啊。
Because he's looking for the right soil so that as a giver himself, he can implant his own divine nature into you.
因为神他在找这个成熟的土壤，你身为一个给予的人，那么你就可以在你的生命当中有属神这样子的一个本性了。
And until he find the vessel of consecration,
除非神他找到这个分别出来的、一个器皿，
who gave his all to God,
这种器皿他会全然的给上帝。
Only God can give his all back to his people.
所以也只有上帝可以把他自己的全部给他的百姓。
And until there's such a vessel,
除非能够找到这样子的器皿，
There is no covenantal ladder or connection between heaven and earth.
这样子的话，除非找到这样的器皿，否则在天上跟地上没有这种盟约 的梯子、可以上下两方连接起来。
Now I want you to understand.
我要来明白一个重点。
That please keep in mind.
拜托，请你好好记住。
We are not sharing a message.
我们不是只是在分享一则信息而已啊。
We are communicating the heart of the king.
我们是在来。传讲出王他的心意。
Because through Malachi, God wants to institute the king and the kingdom through the book of Matthew.
因为透过马拉基啊、这一卷书之后，上帝他要把他这个王的掌权啊，弄在马太福音里面。
But the kingdom cannot come until this law has been instituted and operated.
但除非这一个神所定义的这个定律哦，开始来运作，否则他的天国没有办法开始运行。
Because if there is no true giving, God cannot lay hold of your heart.
因为如果你没有一个真实的奉献给予的话，神没有办法得着你的心。
If God cannot lay hold of your heart, the kingdom is not here.
神若没有办法得着你的心，天国也不在这里啊。
If the kingdom is not here, the king cannot come.
天国既然没有在这里，当然王就下不来。
And if the king cannot come, the glories of heaven will not invade the earth.
王下不来，当然神天国的荣耀也没有办法进入到地面上。
The end time church is a church of extreme love.
你知道末日教会，它应该照理讲是有那个极端、很极大爱的教会才对。
Because the church is willing to give up everything for Jesus.
因为这样子的一个教会，他是愿意为耶稣摆上一切的。
And only then will you see the atmosphere and the climate of heaven operating on the earth.
除非是有这样的情况，有这一种这一种的气氛，你才能够看到天上的情景能够在地上给实现出来。
God show us the blueprint.
上帝已经把这一幅蓝图让我们看到了。
In Acts chapter 3.
在《使徒行传》第二章
，The Bible says that everyone laid their gifts and their finance and their property at the feet of the apostles.
在讲到说，每一个人都卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人，都给这些放在使徒的前面。
When this law was in full operation,
当他们完全的运行这一则律法的时候
，The covenant.Came into full manifestation.
就这样子，我们看到盟约，它真的是实现出来了。
And when the covenant was in operation,
当这盟约开始运作时
，the king and the kingdom began to be established in the early church.
就这样子，王跟王的国度开始在地上建立起来。
Where the Bible say the fear of the Lord sweep among the people because Ananias and Sapphira died.
就因为这样，圣经也讲说众人都惧怕，因为撒非拉跟亚拿尼亚他们死了。
The governmental anointing of God cannot operate on the earth until the community of Christendom begins to operate fully in the area of giving and sowing.
除非在基督徒他们的团体里面能够在撒种跟给予这一方面开始运作，否则上帝他的国度没有办法全然的运作。
The day when they fully operate in the area of giving in the early church.
在早期初代教会，当他们在给予这一方面完全行出来的时候
，When they sow everything and lay at the feet of the apostle.
当他们卖了田产，所有事情把所有东西全部都放在使徒脚前时
，Now we're not talking about the apostles of today, so-called apostles.
我们不是在谈所谓今日的使徒。
You know, in the past.When there was an evangelistic movement, they put at their table, they say, we are an evangelist.
因为以前这些布道家他们开始在运行的时候，他们就在自己的桌上写一个招牌说我们是布道家。
And then when the prophetic movement came in the 1980s, they changed it, threw it away, and they put a new tag, they say, we are prophets.
那么90年代进入说预言的运动，所以他们讲说把这个布道家的那个招牌拿掉，改为写我们是先知。
And in the 1990s, there was the apostolic movement, they threw it away, it says, it's not fashion, in fashion anymore, and they put it,The apostles.
接下来世代，现在先知不流行，现在我们是流行，我们是使徒。
There are many schizophrenic believers.
所以实在有这些很容易能够混以及混假这些信徒。
They have lost their identity.
他们已经失去自己真实的身份了。
They do not know who they are.
他们根本不知道自己是谁了。
Are they evangelists? Or are they prophets? Or are they apostles?
他们到底是传福音的，或是先知，或者是使徒，到底是哪一者不知道。
We have a lot of schizophrenic believers today in the kingdom.
我们在神的国度里面也是有很多假的信徒啊。
They say we are the apostles today.
他们宣称我是今日的使徒。
You know they took all these three titles.
他们把所有可以找得到的头衔都往自己头上挂。
The apostles.
我是使徒。
The prophets.
我也是先知。
The evangelists.
我也是传福音的。
APE, they are apes.
所以他们像猩猩一样啊。
They are apes, they are monkeys in the kingdom.
他们在神的国度里面像猴子一样只会耍。
There are a lot of monkey business in the kingdom.
所以在神的国度里面也是有很多这个猴子在搞的生意呢。
They are moving around like apes.
他们就像猩猩像猴子一样四处乱撞。
And they are telling the believers to lay the money at their feet.
他们都告诉信徒说把钱放在他们的脚前。
That is not an apostle.
这不是真实的使徒。
The end time move is an apostolic move that is not exalting an apostle, but exalting a movement where the true spirit of apostleship will come forth.
因为真实末日这个使徒的运动要看的是看出是不是真的有使徒有在运作这样子的领出来才对
Until the cross is wrought in the life of the ministers of the gospel they are not the apostles
除非那个传道人生命当中 展现出这十字架精神否则他们不是真实的使徒或是传道人
So don't give money to them
所以你不要随便把钱给人哦
Don't say, oh, according to Acts, so you give to me.
你不要说，哎，根据使徒行传，我是使徒，所以你要给我钱，你不要给啊。
The last day church is a church that embraced the cross and sacrifice.
因为末日教会真实的末日教应该是啊、有牺牲以及有这种十字架精神的才对。
And the moment they begin to give unto Jesus.Freely, lavishly.
当他们这些当时代的人白白的、很慷慨的给耶稣的时候
，extreme giving.
他们是真是给的很多，给到极点。
Radical giving.
而且是很激烈的给。
Extravagant giving.
非常慷慨的给。
Then the true governmental anointing to begin to operate in the church.
唯有这样子，那么真实，让神掌管这种恩膏，才会在教会里面彰显出来。
Peter looked at Ananias and Sapphira. He said, "You lied to the Holy Ghost," and they fell dead immediately.
彼得看看啊，撒菲拉说，你们竟然敢欺哄圣灵，结果看了以后，他们就翘辫子。
Until the time they were not the fullness of the harvest cycle.
以前在这个事件之前，他们没有所谓的灵魂收割啊。
When the true giving came, the Bible says 5,000 souls was won, and in less than 10 months, there were 10,000 souls in the kingdom.
他们真实的给予之后，就讲说有啊。5000个人就来得救，后来再来十个月之后，就有10000个人来得救。
They were world changers and history makers.
他们可以讲说是改写历史跟创造世界的人。
They were called to shake the societies.
他们被呼召就是要摇撼当时的社会。
But they understood something.
但是他们明了一些窍。
Unless you forsake all.To take up the cross, you are not my disciple, says Jesus.
他们知道的窍就是耶稣讲说，除非你们撇弃一切的跟从我，背起你的十字架，否则你们不是我的门徒。
There was a call of abandonment. That is the true call of a discipleship.
啊、这个你要放弃一切、啊，这个才是真实门徒的护照。
And so they have such a sacrificial spirit, and when they begin to operate in kingdom dynamics.
所以他们有这一种非常愿意牺牲的精神，所以一旦他们在神国度的动力开始运作的时候，是很不得了的。
The governmental anointing begins to come and it shakes the early church and the foundation of society.
神掌权的这样子的一个权柄开始运作的时候，他们就开始来摇撼他们的社会。
There is no move of God.
神不运行，除非。
Maybe I put it this way: there is no continuity.Of the move of God in our life, in our church, in our city and nation, without understanding this law.
若你不明白这种撒种跟收获定律的话，否在我们个人生命当中、教会、社会跟国家里面，神他不会持续来运作的。
I know some of you are disagreeing with me.
我知道，我从你们的脸可以看出，有些人你们不同意我讲的。
But I'm telling you that this is what the Council of Malachi is all about.
但我要跟你讲，讲来讲去，马拉基先知就是在讲这个重点而已。
The church cannot move into the dark age again.
啊，教会他们没有办法又在进入这黑暗时期。
They refused the oracles of Malachi and they went through a dark age of 400 years when the mouth of the prophets was shut.
这些人他们因为不听啊先知的话，所以他们就被锁在400年的黑暗里面。
But today the voice of God is going to speak into our life.
但今天神的话要对我们的生命来说话。
The seven golden candlestick is going to speak to our life.
因为这七个啊、这个金的蜡烛它、灯塔它要对我们说话。
If today you will understand this key.
若你今天能够明白这一把钥匙。
It is not just a key.
而且这个不单单只是一把钥匙而已。
It is life.In essence,
这个可以讲说是你整个生命的精髓。
We must learn this motto of life.
我们一定要来学习过这种多层次的生活。
We must live to give and give to live.
我们要学习来给予，然后透过给予，我们才能够活啊。
This is true discipleship.
这才是真实门徒的精神。
You must learn to live to give and give.To live.
你要活着，要学习给予，然后透过给予，你才能够真实的活出生命的精髓。
And if you don't understand this lifestyle,
如果你不明白这个生活形态的精髓，
I pray that God will give us grace.
我真是求神怜悯我们。
Because years ago, I also don't understand.
因为多年之前，我自己也是不懂。
I said, no, 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 the preacher is after our money. We are not listening.
我每次想说啊，你看这个讲员每次开口就是要钱。
Oh, he's another prosperity preacher.
你看又是一个在传讲 讲昌盛信息的讲员。
I was in your shoe years ago.
以前我也是跟你们一样这种想法。
And in my mind, I criticized the speaker.
而且我心里面就是不断的批评这一种的讲员。
But God have mercy on my soul.
哦，但是神真是怜悯我的心。
And He allowed my puny mind to understand a glimpse of revelation.
他让我这小脑袋瓜稍微能够明白一下他的启示的曙光。
And I pray.
我真是祷告
Oh Lord
说主啊
Let us understand
你让我们真实的来明白这个重点
Without you we can never understand the words of life
若没有你的话语若没有你的话我们没有办法明白你这生命的话语
Holy Spirit
圣灵啊
We need you to open up the eyes of our understanding and the eyes of our mind.
我们真是需要你打开我们心中的眼睛让我们心里能够明白
Only you can speak to our hearts
因为唯有独有你才能够对我们的心说话。
And we submit to you to teach us the way of life.
主啊，我们把我们自己交托给你，让你来教导我们生命之道。
Oh Lord, speak to us.
主，你真是对我们来说话吧。
Have mercy upon our soul if we do not understand.
主啊，若我们真是还是不能明白，求你来怜悯我们的心。
Grant us more grace, O God.
主啊，你给我们更多的恩典。
As how Saul in Damascus was blinded for 3 days and 3 nights.
主啊，就好像在大马。这图里面被盲被瞎眼的这个扫罗一样
that we will not be blind to this truth
你不要让我们被这个真理给蒙蔽了
Oh God send forth your light and your truth
主啊求你差遣你的光跟真理来
that our eyes will be open tonight
让我们心中的眼睛今晚可以被打开
that we will read with the eyes of understanding
让我们可以用一个悟性明白的眼睛来读
that we will understand your heart tonight
让我们真实的今晚明白你的心意
Oh speak to us again Lord
主你再次的对我们说话
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We are tag teaming tonight.
这个让谭牧师稍微喘一下。
We are laboring in the spirit.
我们在灵里面不断的这样子在在取劳。
To break a stronghold.
为的是要破除这些坚固的营垒。
And we don't battle against flesh and blood.
我们不是凭着血气在征战的。
But against principalities and powers.
我们是针对这些执政者、掌权者在征战的。
And there is a dragon over this nation.
在台湾有一条大龙。
A spirit of mammon.
是马门的灵。
That is holding those that are desiring freedom in Christ, holding them in bondage.
那些想要在主里面，在基督里面得自由的，他这个马门的灵啊，捆绑了他们。
As Pastor Jedediah has explained through the Word,
刚刚谭牧师他从话语里面来跟我们解释。
And so very clearly,
他讲得很清楚。
That there is a law of sowing and reaping that opens up the heavens.
有一个撒种跟收割的定律，可以把天上的门打开。
And this law is opposed by demonic spirit.
这个定律其实这魔鬼的灵。邪灵他是不喜欢的
And especially the spirit of mammon
尤其是马门的灵非常反对这种定律
It actually opposes this law that Pastor Jedediah was sharing about
甚至他真的就是来抵挡刚刚谭牧师他所讲的那种灵
And so together tonight
所以今晚我们每一个人我们整体来讲
I believe that the Lord is going to offer us to break strongholds
我相信神要我们来攻破坚固的营垒
And as Pastor Jedediah was talking about the difference between the true apostles and the false apostles
刚刚谭牧师他在讲那个真假使徒的时候
I want to say prophetically
我要跟你们讲一些预言
that there is a judgment coming from God against those who will touch the people of God wrongly.
那些如果你误带属神的人这些人神他会来审判的。
In other words, if there are leaders that are using the people of God for their own purposes,
也就是说如果有一些领袖他是为自己的利益结果在利用神的百姓的话
to build up their own names or to line their own pockets,
为了建造自己的名字或是让自己的口袋里面装满钱
then in this next season and this next number of years, that is going to be severely judged by God.
那么接下来的季节或是接下来几年必有来自神非常严重的审判的
because he is asking for for people of humility to stand before him.
因为这样子的人会让神的百姓呢，在神面前是很被羞辱的。
Who will have a heart for the issues of the king?
因为这些人事实上他们是对神是很有心的。
Now what the Lord is jealous for in this land?
其实神他非常嫉妒，他非常在意的有关于这块土地的事。
Is that he would have his glory?
他希望他的荣耀彰显在这块土地。
And the scripture says that all the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
经文里面讲说，这地以及其中所充满的都是属乎耶和华的。
He says in the book of Haggai that all the silver and all the gold is His.
哈该书里面讲说，所有的金跟银都是属乎耶和华的。
And yet, we see it in the world system.
然而，你看看我们现在世界的体制来讲
，We see the world system saying, "No, all of Taiwan is mine."
世界体制跟我们讲说，不是，台湾是属乎我的。
All the silver and the gold is mine.
而且所有这些金银是属乎我的。
And the Lord's going to raise up His church.
但神他要来兴起他的教会。
To overthrow this issue.
要来推翻这样子的议题。
So that the king once again receives his glory.
所以王他可以再一次来领受接受他的荣耀。
And that is why we're strongly assaulting something in the spirit tonight.
所以今晚我们为什么在灵里面要来开始做攻击？
Because when the heavens open over Taiwan,
因为在天上的门向台湾打开的时候，
there will be a release of all things back unto the king.
必然所有的事情会释放出来，然后回到王那里。
And the heavens will open.And God will pour out a blessing upon His covenant people that we cannot contain.
天上必然会打开，那神他就会浇灌所有他这些盟约的人，这些人多到我们都无处可容。
And like Abraham, we will be blessed.
就好像亚伯拉罕一样，我们也会蒙福。
And we will become blessings to the world around us.
而且我们会成为我们周遭四围的人，叫人家得福的那一位。
That through us the nations shall be blessed in Jesus Christ.
透过我们呢，我们的国家就要来被祝福。
This is a glorious hour.
这真是一个充满荣耀的时刻。
Now I'm going to share with you something that I've discerned since I've come.
我要来跟你分享我今晚来以后我灵里面有感受到的东西。
First of all, I want to say that I sense a great generosity in amongst the people of God here.
首先，我感受到在诸位里面这当中，你们有一股很慷慨的精神。
You have very large hearts.
你们对神的心是非常宽厚的。
And I want to bless you in that.
所以我要现在来祝福你们。
But I also sense something, and I'm going to try to explain it to you.
那另外我要也感受到一些东西，我现在来跟你们解释。
And so please have patience with me.
所以也麻烦你们稍微有耐心一点，因为我这可能要讲有一点困难。
But it's almost like a resistance to talking about money.
似乎讲到钱就伤感情啊。
It's almost like a feeling that says, shh.
就好像一讲钱，可不可以不要讲
？No, no, no. We don't want you to talk about money.
钱不要讲，什么事都好谈，钱不要讲。
And especially my money.
尤其更不要谈有关于我的钱
呢。And let's just be very quiet about this.
那我们就干脆这档事不要讲，可不可以
？You know, we don't want any preaching on it.
然后请你也不要讲有传讲有关于钱的信息。
And we don't want any talking about it.
都不要谈有关于钱，什么事都好谈。
And we don't want anything, you know, that's out there. Let's be very, very quiet.
所以我们钱这方面就闭口不讲，可不可以
？And I'm going to say with all honesty before God.
但是我要在神面前很坦诚的说。
That I believe that is a demon spirit.
我觉得说有一种邪灵。
That is trying to influence the minds of God's people.
他要影响神百姓他们的心思。
And I'm going to expose him to you right now.
我现在要把这一个灵给曝光出来。
In the way that he works.
让你们知道他是怎么运作的。
You see, this devil wants all the silver, the gold, and the worship.
你知道这个魔鬼他要经营，而且也要来敬拜呢？他也要我们对他敬拜。
This devil of Mammon.Wants everything for himself.
这个马门的的灵啊，他什么都要。
Everything that belongs to God, true worship and true release of all things, he wants for himself.
所有凡属乎神的那真实的敬拜、真实的给予那些，他全部都要。
And so he says to the church.
所以他对教会这么说。
He's an invisible spirit.
他说他是一个看不见的灵。
And he speaks into our mind.
但是他对我们的心思说话。
And he says, whatever you do in church.
他这个马门的灵会在你旁边 确切是你说，不管你在教会，你在教会做什么都没关系，就是不要讲钱。
And none of that offering stuff.
还有那些什么要奉献，不要讲，不要讲。
And nothing about giving.
而且也不要讲给予。
Because that's wrong.
因为讲就错了。
You shouldn't talk about things like that.
你不应该这么的现实讲钱嘛。
You see, that's what he does.
他就是这么做。
But the word of God says differently.
但神的话语可是讲不一样的。
All throughout the word of God,
圣经里面从头到尾
there are teachings about sowing and reaping.
讲到有讲教导有关于撒种跟收割。
About giving extravagant offering.
在讲到说你非常慷慨的给予。
I'll give you an example.
我给你举个例子。
God calls Moses up into the mountain.
上帝叫摩西上山去。
And he gives them a pattern to build the temple.
他告诉他，只是他如何来建圣殿。
This is a very important word.
你知道这些是非常重要的。
This is a very important issue in the history of Israel.
在整个以色列的历史里面，这可是一件盛事啊。
God is giving Moses the pattern for the tabernacle.
因为神要告亲自告诉摩西说如何来建造啊。帐幕的模式。
Do you know what the very first thing that God asked Moses to do?
你知道上帝要摩西做的第一件事是什么吗？
He said, "Take up an offering."
他说，你先来收奉献。
Take up a free will offering from amongst the people.
而且是从百姓里面让他们甘心乐意的奉献啊。
That's the very first thing that God told Moses to do.
这是上帝叫摩西做的第一件事。
When David was going to build the temple.
大卫他要建圣殿的时候
he said to the people, "Come and bring an offering."
他也是跟百姓讲说，你们把奉献带来。
And the people brought such an offering that there wasn't room to contain it.
结果众人拿的奉献太多，都不够地方来装。
There was just too much offering.
因为奉献东西太多了。
At the dedication of Solomon's temple, there was so much offering.
结果所罗门他们要圣殿的他们要献殿的时候，太多供物了。
Always a release of the glory when the offerings came in.
每一次有奉献供物一来的时候，每一次神就有荣耀释放下来。
You read it all throughout your Bible.
你从圣经里面从头到尾看都
有的。The Bible is full of it.
圣经里面到处都有这些例子。
In the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在新旧约都是。
As Pastor Jedediah said.
刚刚谭牧师讲的。
In Acts chapter 3 and 4.
在使徒行传的第三章第五章里面。
When the believers brought the offering.
当这些信徒他们把。
Then it says there was great power, great grace, and great provision.
把这些钱啊全部奉献出来的时候，他们有看到大能力以及大恩释放下来。
It always works that way.
而且有大的供啊，就是提供下来。
The heavens open.
每次总是这么运作的，因为天上的门打开了。
When we give.
当我们给予的时候，天上的门就打开。
It's a way that we open the heavens.
这个是我们可以打开门的方式，打开天上门的方式。
Because we come into the nature of God.
因为这个神他的本性就是这样。
The Bible is full of it.
圣经里面到处有这些例子的。
And yet the devil says.
但是魔鬼竟然讲另外一番话。他讲。
You shouldn't talk about money and church.
你实在是不应该谈钱的事情。
You shouldn't talk about offering.
你真是不应该谈奉献的事。
Now you see what I'm doing right now.
你看，像我现在所做的。
Is I'm preaching into the face of a lying devil.
我就是针对这个撒谎的魔鬼的，当着他的面，当着放喝在讲。你们知不知道我在讲什么
？I don't want your money.
我 Patricia 我不是要你的钱。
Pastor Jedediah does not want your money.
谭牧师他也不是要你们的钱啊。
God meets all of our needs. We don't need a.
上帝他有的是根本是够，根本不需要你们的钱。
But you need the release.
但是你是需要从神那边有释放啊。
Now I'm going to say this.
那我要这么说。
Is that I believe that another way that the devil has gotten into the church.
那我知道，我相信说魔鬼他又透过另外一个方式。渗入教会的。
Is that he has tempted leaders with greed and control?
他引诱这些教会的领袖，他们变让他们变得很贪心，然后要掌控会友。
Most leaders have not fallen into that temptation.
其实大部分的领袖他们没有在这一方面跌倒的。
But some have.
但还是有一些害群之马。
And they have used their position.
结果他们利用他们自己的位置。
To control people and to demand money.
控制这些会友，要求他们要奉献。
But in behind it all were selfish reasons.
但不管怎么样，他们这么做就是为了自私。
Now, most ministers have not fallen into that temptation.
大部分的传道人没有在这一方面的试探里面失败的。
But some have.
但是仍然有少数一些人。
And on behalf of leaders in the body of Christ.
那么在基督啊，代表着基督肢体里面的这些领袖。
I stand and ask forgiveness.
我真的站在这你们的面前，求你们来原谅。
Because these things are not right.
因为这些行为是不对的。
And in this coming season,
在未来的季节里,
you are going to see a public exposure.
你必然会看到有一些公开的揭发。
Of ministers who have been mishandling finance.
就是一些传道人他们在财务上有不当的行为，这些行为会被揭发出来的。
I prophesy this.
我有针对这些事情发过预言。
It is going to come out into the light.
一定会啊，全部通通曝光的。
And God is going to bring a judgment on anyone's heart that is not right in this area.
在这一个领域心不正的人，神必然会来审判的。
For he will not allow his people to be manipulated.
因为神不容让他的百姓被人家操控。
And he will take these ones who have done wrong and fallen into the devil's temptation.
神他一定会抓这些已经做错的，然后就让他们丢到啊这啊魔鬼他的试探里。
And he will remove them.
他会除去这些人。
And he will deal with them.
而且来亲自对付这些人。
And we must show mercy in our heart.
但同时对于这些人，我们内心还是要怜悯他们。
We must not have offense or bitterness or unforgiveness.
我们千万不要因为这样觉得被冒犯，或者觉得不饶恕有苦读。
Because God will deal with our issues also.
因为神他也会对付我们自己的问题呀。
We better show mercy to everyone.
所以我们最好恩待每一个人才好。
So that mercy can be shown to us.
那这样子我们才会得到怜悯。
But what God is calling for is for our focus to come up into His heart.
但是神他要呼召我们的，就是要注目在他的内心里面。
So that we can see the exaltation of the King in our midst.
那我们才可以看到神他在我们当中被尊崇。
And there is going to be huge release for the people of God in this region.
我相信在这个区域啊，一定会有很大的释放啊，给这里的人。
As we release ourselves in fullness to God.
但我们必须自己先完全的释放来给上帝。
And as we come out of a stronghold.
要杀那一条龙。
It's about bringing down the spirit of Mammon.
我们重点是要把砍掉那个马门的灵。
And it's about seeing Jesus exalted.
重点是看到耶稣他被高举。
And his people blessed.
以及他的众百姓能够蒙福。
It's about honoring the word of God.
重点是我们要尊荣神的话语。
And the word concerning financial prosperity needs to be preached in Taiwan.
所以有关于啊昌盛这一方面的话语，应该要向台湾的人来传讲才对。
Oh, prosperity.
哎呦，不要再讲这个昌盛的话语了，拜托，千拜托万拜托。
It's Bible.
但是这是圣经里面讲的。
Do you know that every believer is to walk in prosperity?
你知不知道每一个信徒应当是行在昌盛的才对？
We're not to walk in poverty.
我们不是行在贫穷里面的才对啊。
There's no poverty in heaven.
天上根本没有贫穷这回事儿。
I've been pressured by a poverty spirit, and it's a devil.
我事实上以前被这种贫穷的压制过。我告诉那个就是魔鬼的作为。
And I'm not going to let a devil settle on my life.
我根本不希望魔鬼这样子把我压得死死的。
But I've also met the angel of prosperity.
但是我也碰过这昌盛的天使。
And it's a godly angel.
那是敬虔属神的天使。
Now, what is true Bible prosperity?
到底圣经里面什么是真实的昌盛？
It is enough to extravagantly worship God.
是你有足够，而且是可以非常奢侈来敬拜上帝的。
To worship Him with extravagant offering.
你可以带着那种奢侈、非常极大的奉献来敬拜上帝的。
Enough to meet your own needs.
足够来满足你自己个人的需要。
And enough left over to meet the needs of others.
剩下你有足够剩下的来满足其他人的需要。
And every believer should be walking in that.
照理讲，每一个信徒应当行在这样子的啊状态才对。
And this is what we're going to invite the whole world into.
这个也是我们要邀请世人能够进入的状态。
We say, "Come into our Father's house."
说你来进入我们天父的家吧。
Come into our Lord's kingdom.
你来我们主的国度吧。
Because he is good.
因为他是良善的。
And we are a blessed people.
我们是蒙福的一群人。
And we're going to bless you.
所以我们要来祝福你们。
We live under an open heaven.
我们是活在天上，天上的门打
开的。We are called the redeemed of the Lord.
我们是被称为那被主救赎的那一位。
We have more than enough.
我们是有超过我们所需要的。
We care for the poor.
我们是非常关心这些穷人。
We look after the orphan.
我们也照顾这些孤儿。
We help the widows.
而且能够来帮助寡妇。你看，昌盛就是这样。我们应该要有那种足够超过我们所有的。
I just feel an excitement within my spirit.
我灵里面就是觉得好兴奋。
I just feel like we're slaying a dragon.
我觉得我们好像在砍龙一样。
I feel that many of your lives are going to be released from the bondage of poverty and lack.
我感受到诸多你们很多人，你们要从这种贫穷及缺乏的捆绑里面要得释放。
Do you know, on the way to the meeting tonight, Pastor Jedediah had an amazing word for me personally.
今晚在来参加聚会的途中，谭牧师他有给我一则非常棒的话语。
And he saw in the spirit an angel of finance from heaven.
他在灵里面看到从天上有一个财务的天使来。
Positioned behind me.
在我的位置，坐好位置。
I like that.
我好喜欢这样子哦。
And that there's going to be a release of the ministry of that angel to go and get finance to take media airwaves.
这个啊，天使他会在，他会把这财务带进来，让我们可以来做这些广播这一方面，还有电视事工的啊这些服事。
We have to take the airwaves.
我们一定要来夺取所有在天空的波场里面这个领域。
Because the church has abdicated its position in the airwaves.
因为本来教会它就是被放置在一个非常有策略的位置，是在这个天空的位置。
And so the devil's in control.
因为教会没有把这个位置给得着，所以现在变成是魔鬼去得着。
And he's poisoning people's minds.Through what he puts on over the airway.
结果他就透过他在天空里面所放的这些东西，使人的心思中毒。
And so we have to possess and occupy.
因此我们要去得着，而且侵占这一块领土。
And do you know what binds up the airways?
你知道什么可以来捆绑这天空？
Do you know the controlling force behind media?
你知不知道这媒体背后那个控制的势力？
Money.
就是钱。
That's what it is.
说穿的就是钱而已。
And so the Lord sent us an angel of finance.
所以神他差遣财务的天使给我们。
To move us through those minefields.
让我们可以在这一方面能够得着。
And that makes me happy.
这我听了实在是好高兴。
We refuse the world's money.
我们拒绝从世界来的钱。
In our ministry, we were offered it.
在我们的事工里面，的确有从世界来给我们的，要给我们的钱。
We were offered close to $500,000 to start our production.
甚至有人他们要给我们$500,000，说可以让我们开始来制作。
And we turned it down.
但我们拒绝这样子的奉献。
Because there were demonic strings attached.
因为这一个钱，它事实上是有魔鬼势力在里面的。
We won't be bought or sold.
我们不愿意是这样子来受他，让他们收买的。
The Lord has His way.
因为主有他的方法。
And so when He decreed about that angel, I was very happy.
所以当谭牧师他命定这样子财务的天使在我后面的时候，我真是高兴啊。
And within an hour, or even within half an hour after that,
后来我听完这个信息的30分钟之后，
I came under like a spiritual assault.
我感受到有一个属灵的攻击。
A heaviness fell on me.
有一个沉重的灵来到我身上。
At first, I thought it was because I drank some ginseng tea.
我以为说我可能喝一些茶喝太多了，姜茶喝太多了。
But I think that ginseng is to have the opposite effect.
但是照理讲，姜茶是要让我觉得很舒服才对，不是让我沉重。
And then the spirit said, "No, this is a retaliation from the golden dragon."
后来圣灵提醒我，这个是金色黄龙他的一个反扑。
He's jealous about your position.
因为他非常现在嫉妒你所处的位置。
He's threatened by the angel of finance.
现在这财务的天使已经在威胁他了。
And so I came into this meeting.
所以我今晚来到聚会的时候。
And I said, "Good."
我说太帅了。
We're gonna go get the dragon.
我们要去抓那一条龙。
We're gonna go preach into the stronghold.
而且我们要针对这些各样的基督徒，来跟他们正式宣
战。And we're gonna shift in the heavens.
所以我相信天会有一个极大的震动。
And we're gonna cause that dragon to lose its power.
而且我们要把甩掉火甩掉那一条大龙下来。
And we're going to give an extravagant offering unto the Lord.
所以因为这样子，我们要来非常奢侈的来给神
奉献。In order to see the heavens open.
好让天上的门给我们打开。
The standard of the Lord raised.
所以让神他的一个恩典能够下来。
Our own individual lives brought into greater freedom.
让我们个人生命当中有一个极大更大的自由。
We're going to see the heavens open.
我们要来看到天上的门打开。
And a blessing pour out that we can't contain.
各样的祝福倾倒下来，使我们无处。
And we're going to make a statement in the heavenly.
而且我们要向天来这样子宣告。
That says we will not be bought or sold.
说我们的灵魂绝对不要出卖的。
And we will not walk under a withholding spirit.
我们也不要带着这种啊死咬不放的
灵。Because we are the redeemed of the Lord.
因为我们是主所买属的那些人。
And we are like our heavenly Father.
我们就像在天上我们的父一样。
We are of a generous giving spirit.
我们有非常慷慨的灵。
And we lay our life down for Him.
所以我们愿意为神来舍命。
And so I'm excited.
我真是非常兴奋。
Because tonight as we were in worship,
因为今晚我们在敬拜的时候，
I saw a shift in the heavens taking place and I think it's going to happen right now tonight.
我看到天
上正在震动， through
what's happening here. 透过我们这样子刚刚发生的事，今晚还会再来震动一次。
You know, in an earthquake, the plates of the earth can be like this.
地震的时候本来地层本来是这样子。
And then the earthquake begins.
震动开始，地震开始，
and it goes like this.
地层又开始变换了，
and it
变来变去。
And that's what I saw in the spirit.
这是我在灵里面看到的景况。
It's going to happen in the heavenlies like that.
我相信在天上也是这样子。
Where the enemy has had the upper hand.
本来仇敌他是在我们的优势在我们上面。
Where a restriction has been on you in the area of finance.
在财务方面，结果导致你非常受限。
Where there's been oppression.
你会觉得被压制。
And fear.
或者是觉得很害怕，或者觉得惊恐，
and even a temptation for a withholding spirit.
甚至你因为有这种啊抓住不放的灵，你觉得很怕。
Prevailing over you.
这一直是你生命当中的情况。
The power of God coming tonight.
但神的能力今晚下来。
Through the execution of His word.
透过他要执行他的话语。
And it's a shift.
他会开始有一个震动。
In the heavens.
在天上有一个震动。
Now, I believe that the way that we're going to release this victory,
我想我们要释放这个得胜的方式是
is through an extravagant offering.
我们是要透过你极为奢侈的奉献来做。
Now, this is not an emotional offering.
我要跟你讲，这不是来自一个啊情绪化的奉献。
No manipulation in it whatsoever.
绝对没有任何的操控。
Like I said before, we don't need your money.
就好像我之前讲，我们不需要诸位的钱。
This is a spiritual exercise.
这是一个属灵的操练。
And you are totally free to respond, or you're free not to respond.
你可以非常自由的回应，或者是自由的不要回应，完全都是自由的意思。
I believe that we have delivered the word of the Lord tonight.
我深信我们今天已经把神的话语讲出来了。
And if you bear witness within your spirit, how many of you do, by the way?
或者你里面有这样同样感动，你有同样感动的举手，我看一下好吗？
How many of you bear witness? Shout it out!
如果你真的有感动的话，你大声的呼喊。
If you bear witness, let the Lord know.
你如果真的同样的感动，你也啊大声呼喊，让神知道。
How many bear witness?
有多少人你有同样的感动？
Do you think heaven has heard you yet?
你觉得天，你这种声音天上看听得到吗？
How many bear witness? You see, we're coming into agreement with heaven.
我们事实上是在跟天上同心合意的。
And when we come into agreement with heaven like this,
我们如果像这样子跟天上是同心合意的，就会有
That's when the shift takes place.
震动就会来开始发生了。
And so if your spirit bears witness,
若你的灵里面也有同样的感动，
then you can respond as your heart tells you to.
那么按着你心里的感动，你去回应。
It's like what God said to Moses.
就好像上帝跟摩西说的。
Take up a free will offering.
你就让他们献上那甘心的祭。
Not a forced offering.
不是一个强迫的祭。
But a free will offering.
而是一个甘心祭。
That if the people's hearts are moved, let them give.
若神的百姓他们有感动，就让他们给，不要去拦阻。
What were they giving to?
他们当时给的是什么？
The building of the tabernacle.
他们要给的就是要来建立帐幕用的。
The building of the dwelling for God.
是要建立神他的居所。
Did God need their money?
但是神需要他们的钱吗？
No,
根本不需要。
But he invited them into partnership.
但是神在邀请他们跟上帝一同合伙。
The same with David when he called for the free will offering.
大卫也是一样，他叫百姓来献甘心祭的时候也是如此。
He was offering a partnership.
所以神也是同样在邀约他们跟他一同合伙。
Same within the book of Acts.
在使徒行传也是一样。
He was offering a partnership.
那个神他也是在邀请他们来跟他一同合伙。
And tonight, he's offering us a partnership.
同样神今晚他也在邀请我们来跟他一同合伙。
A partnership in his glory.
是在参与在他的荣耀里一同合伙。
A partnership in miracles, signs, and wonders.
在神的启示上面跟他一同合伙。
A partnership in his rule and reign over Taiwan.
在对于台湾的掌权这一方面来跟神一同合伙。
And you know you can never outgive him.
你给神怎么多，永远给没有办法比神更多。
The scripture says, in the measure that you sow, that's the measure you will reap.
因为圣经里面讲说，按你撒多少，你就收多少。
The scripture says, if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully.
你多撒的，你就多收。
And if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly.
你少撒的，你就少收。
If you sow nothing, you'll reap nothing.
那你没有撒，当然你就干瞪着眼。
And so it's a free will choice.
所以这完全是你自己个人自由意志的选择。
Let's see, do I want to reap nothing, or a little, or much?
那我想想说，我到底是要撒一些些，还是一点点或者是很多，或者不要。
So it's simple. If you want to reap nothing, then sow nothing.
你如果不要撒，就不要撒，这三个选择，不撒，撒一点点，撒很多。
If you want to reap a little, then sow a little.
那你如果撒一点点，你就收一点点。
And if you want to reap much, then sow much.
你要收很多，你就撒很多。
But it's all free will.
但是纯然都是大家甘心乐意的。
And God looks at the heart.
没有做难，没有强迫神，看的是我们的心意。我跟你讲，今晚。
I feel in this room.
我感受到在这个地方。
That there is so much passion for God.
这里我感受到很多人他们对神的一个热切。
I have sat here for the last number of nights.
我在这里已经坐了几个晚上了。
And I've said, Lord, these people are extravagant worshippers.
我说这些人他们在敬拜方面真是奢侈啊。
They're generous in their worship.
他们在敬拜方面真是有够慷慨的。
They're generous with their heart towards you.
他们的心对你真是有够慷慨的。
And that's why in worship we've had the open
heaven. 他们是很真实的，很真实在敬拜，所以也因为这样子，天上的门会打开。
And now tonight,
但现在今晚呢？
As his people,
你身为上帝的百姓，
who love him extravagantly,
你们这么非常奢侈的爱上帝。
We have an opportunity together.
我们也有一个机会可以一起。
To raise up a standard in the spirit.
可以在灵里面重新提高那标准。
Against the lies of that spirit of mammon.
来抵挡这马门的灵，那一种说谎的灵。
To make a declaration together in the spirit.
而且在灵里面，我们一同来做一个宣告。
That all the silver and the gold and the oil and everything else that's in Taiwan.
说台湾所有的金银油。
Belongs to Jesus Christ and not to a golden dragon.
是属乎主耶稣基督，不是那一只金黄龙。
And when we give our offering tonight, it's unto that statement.
我们透过今晚这样子的奉献，我们就宣告这样子的一个宣言。
And we are being given that opportunity together.
那今晚神就是给我们这样子一个机会啊。
Glorify the King right now.
我们现在就能荣耀我们的王吧。
Okay, so let's begin to get the ushers and get ready offering back.
招待的同工把奉献袋准备好。
Let's become cheerful givers.
我们来做一个甘心乐意的奉献的人。
And if you have received the message and you respond to it,
今晚你已经听了信息，你可以来回应的。
If you want something to break loose in your life,
若你生命当中想要有释放。
Begin to give a breakthrough offering.
你就开始做一个有突破的奉献。
So that something is broke loose from your life.
好让你生命当中有一些捆绑可以来得释放。
So the grip of the golden dragon will no longer torment your finance.
这样子，这一次黄金色的龙， 它就不再在财务方面抓着你了。
Some of you are struggling in the area of finance.
有些人你们在财务方面非常的挣扎。
And tonight we are going to reverse the situation.
今晚我们要翻转这个情况。
We are going to move from curses into the realm of blessing.
我们要从这咒诅来临到进入到祝福。
So begin to give.
所以你现在开始来给予，你在给的时候，
expect a shift to take place in the realm of the spirit.
你就期待在灵界里面有一个大震动，
expect a breakthrough to take place in your own financial situation.
你要在期待说你的财务的状况会有突破的。
You are not giving to man.
你不是在给人。
You are giving for your breakthrough in response to the word tonight.
你是因为回应神的话语，为着要自己突破再给予的。
And you are giving in response to break the stronghold of the devil in Tainan and in Taiwan.
而且你在给予是要破除魔鬼他在台南、台湾所有这些坚固的营垒。
You are in cooperation with the Holy Spirit to break open and open heaven in this region.
你现在是在跟圣灵合作， 能够让这个地方这个区域的天上的门来打开。
You are declaring in the spirit that the golden dragon has no hold in this place here.
你觉得这样是在宣告说， 这个金黄色的顶， 它在这边是没有可以掌权的余地的。
That the dragon have to leave this place.
所以那条龙不得不离开这个地方。
And through your giving there will be an activation of the angels of God.
那么透过你的给予， 神他的这些天使会被启动上来。
And the angels of God will be sent forth to drive the adversary away.
那神的使者会被差遣来， 把你所有这些苦难， 这些仇敌给赶走。
And they will flee from this place at least seven ways.
这仇敌他从一条路来， 要从这个地方的七条路给逃走。
So you are giving for your victory.
所以你是为你自己的得胜在给予。
You are giving for your breakthrough.
因为你自己的突破在奉献。
You are giving to declare to the heavens.
你在奉献，这样向天上宣告。